There is a sign in the Finglas Credit Union for communion loans. I gaze at it while I wait in line to make a lodgement for my ma. May, lilacs bloom, and children make their first holy communions. When did it all get so expensive? When I was a girl, I spent my communion day going around the relatives' houses to show off the lovely frock my ma and Auntie Maureen had sewn up on the singer. I got TK red lemonade, Tato's and penguin bars galore. My folks had tea and buns. If you were lucky, people gave you a few bob. The most precious money I ever got was from my cousin Pat. He gave me a 5 pence coin in the concrete stairwell of the flats in St. Teresa's Gardens. It was the late 70s. Times were hard, especially for a large family living in council housing. The following year, Ma passed on my beautiful communion dress to Pat's little sister. I recalled Pat's gracious giving of the little they had, and I was happy. The evening after my first Holy Communion, I used my loot to buy the family dinner from the chipper in Finglas Village. I carried that big brown bag of delicious food like a trophy into our home. The day had started with my first Holy Communion and ended with another communion around a feast of fish and chips for my ma, da, 3 sisters and 5 brothers. Times change. Now we open up our homes to extended family and friends so they can celebrate our first communicant. Times don't change. Families still help each other out. Micheál will wear the communion suit his big brother Cathal and older cousin Alex wore. The family will bring desserts and drinks to add to our feast. We will break bread together and celebrate Micheál's first Holy Communion. And we don't need a credit union loan for that.